Good morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harry Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All right. We're back at WPTF from Comedy Central this morning. We've had everything going on. Aren't you glad you came this morning, Dan?
Wouldn't miss it. It's like I lucked out today.
Yeah, so Dan Stern is with us, Director of Horticulture at the North Carolina Botanical Gardens in Chapel Hill. And if you want to make a good day of it, go out on any day and go to the Botanical Gardens and spend a few hours there. And then go to eat lunch at Merritt's.
Oh, yeah.
Get you a BLT at Merritt's, and I think that'll cap off the day for you.
Well, people think of going to those public gardens in the spring, but any day of the year, you're going to see something interesting and amazing. And
that's the way
beautiful.
Our landscape should be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Year-round interest.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of the special things about our garden is that, you know, it changes. What is in flower or of interest, it changes, you know, on a daily basis. So you can come back, you know, once a week and see something totally different.
Yeah.
Unraveling seasons, and there's always something new to enjoy there.
You have plant sale coming up.
We do.
Next week.
Yeah, next Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We've got, you know, 150 species of... Including Queen of the...
Right,
and Queen
of the Prairie. Meadow.
Queen of the Meadow. Approaching 150 different species of southeastern native plants, bring some of what's special about North Carolina into your own backyard.
Nice. And what are the hours?
9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
That's next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Get there early for best selection.
Yes, yes. And if you join the Botanical Gardens, if you become a member, that may help you out.
Yeah, we do offer a 10% discount to folks that are members of the Botanical Garden Foundation, and that's true of our gift shop merchandise as well as plants, and we will be processing new memberships the day of the sale. So you can join on the spot, and we'll apply that membership immediately.
Oh, cool. I've been a proud member for over 20 years.
Well, thank you, Rufus.
It's well worth it, and enjoyed last year's Moonlight Madness.
Were you the madness in that?
I went mad buying all that stuff.
he brought the madness.
I'm sure he did by the end of the night. So we need to get this business out of the way so we can talk to Billy Howell at the State Farmers Market. We're in a place that's been around over 60 years, the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. This is not the original building, though, Patrick, but there's a lot that goes with this place, a lot of history and a lot of great customer service. And you're a part of that, pink shirt and all.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm happy, beautiful
to,
outfit.
Happy to be a part of this team. I've been here since 2008. Worked with Jeff Muncie, and he actually trained me personally. And it's just it's a great family-run business, you know, started by Melvin back in 61, and then Jeff took over in 84, and then, you know, Sammy worked with him for 25 years, and he took over about 2018, I believe it was, and it's all the same family here still.
Yeah.
You know, it's me and Dallas and Ryan, you know, Jeff's son's here with us, and,
yeah,
you know, all the same guys, all the same family, and the values have never changed as far as customer service and, you know, all the warranties are still intact for all the customers that have been with us for all these years. So we just haven't changed anything. It's all the same culture here, which is nice.
Yeah. Jeff trained you. What did he tell you about
He this? Taught me how to dress.
Did he teach you how to dress? Dad gum.
Oh, man.
No, Jeff, he actually took me personally in his vehicle. So I was a project manager here when I started.
That's right.
In 08. And I did that until 2012, and then I think we lost a couple of sales guys, and everybody said, Patrick, you should be in sales. You should be in sales.
You certainly have the personality
and,
for
and
it.
And so I just went in Jeff's office and was like, you know, I'd like to try sales. He said, would you really? I said, yeah. He said, well, you're going with me today. So he had an appointment to run that afternoon.
So you learned from the master.
Sales calls for a year. I mean, all the way up until he retired, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so he took me himself out to a couple houses. I just sat there and listened. You know, I didn't say a word. And, you know, Jeff was very good at what he did. And, he just – nothing. Just he said just relate to customers. Just be yourself and, you know, be honest with folks and, you know, try to help them. You know, you're just there to have a conversation and
exactly.
Try to help them get what they need. It's not – you know, you don't have to look at it as sales. Just look at it as a conversation. And that's always – it's been good for me.
Well, so. It seems like the sales folks here bring a lot of genuine – hard-won expertise as well, which you don't always get when you're
that's true. I mean, you can sell people, you can be good at sales, but you've got to back it up somehow,
right?
if you're credible,
right? I think, you know, instilling confidence that you kind of know what you're doing, you know what your products are, you know how you're going to have them installed, and
yeah,
know all the technical details of what you're trying to talk about is real important, obviously, because people are that's how you gain trust and confidence in somebody. To they know you know what you're going to do,
yeah,
and you're going to stand behind it. So I appreciate that, you know. So, like I said, it's just a conversation. If I come to your house and look at your windows and doors, I'm just going to try to help you get what you need and not try to get you what I want you to have, right? That makes sense. So,
do you have some great giveaways today?
Huge. Thousands and thousands of dollars of prizes, cash giveaways, and we have lunch trucks are going to be here. I think they get here around 11. They're here all the way till 2 o'clock, so free lunch. Balloons for the kids. And then we're giving away 2,000 square feet of James Hardy siding, which, again, is humongous. That's fully installed.
Yeah.
So you're talking it's huge. So
it is, because that siding will last a long time.
It has a 30-year warranty on it, and the Color Plus means that the paint's already on it. So you're going to pick a color, and once it's done, you don't have to get the house painted. It's already done. So just come out. You got to come out and put your name in for the drawing, though, to win. So we would love to see you.
Yeah. And there are so many. It's such a nice showroom. You know, you can touch things and see how they move and how smooth. How, how solid they are, the windows and the doors and all that you've. So it's everything for the exterior of the home.
Well, thank you for being here, number one. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man, we're so glad to be here. We feel like a part of this place to a certain extent. We've been coming out here so long. But it's always nice to chat with you, my friend.
You too, and thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Patrick Day. Look for Patrick Day. And it's one of the, we've got let's take Herb right quick here. Herb, good morning. Hey, Herb. Hello, Herb.
I will go real quick.
Oh, okay, that's fine. You don't have to go real quick. But
get out of that hammock, Herb.
Yeah.
The real quick question. For those who can't make it for the sale, will the plant still be for sale afterwards?
Oh, yeah, great question. Appreciate that. Yeah, so we have a plant sale that is will run through Thanksgiving weekend. So what we don't sell next weekend will continue to be outside the doors of our gift shop right up through Thanksgiving weekend.
And for anybody just joining us, that's for the Botanical Gardens, North Carolina Botanical Gardens in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, I've done that. It's great, so I just wanted to mention that. The other question was about Rufus mentioned about the Queen of the Prairie, and then I thought I heard someone say that perhaps he was talking about Queen of the Meadow.
Yes.
And I'm not sure that's the same thing. A lot of maybe in the mountains as well, the Queen of the Meadow was Jopaiwee, and I think the prairie one is a little different.
Huh. Now, see, this is where the controversy comes in to the Weekend Gardener.
Oh, yeah.
because if you don't use Latin, but meadow usually refers to a more moist environment than a prairie. And I think the Queen of the Prairie would have more of a fluffy bloom than the Jopaiwee. So anyway,
it indeed does. I can promise you. Side by side, okay. I have them planted, and it's fluffy. It's like candy cotton.
Well, there is
there's
a Queen of the Meadow plant that is available at the plant sale.
Mm-hmm. Eutrochium.
Okay.
Eutrochium. But I just did a web search, and there is a Queen of the Meadow at the plant sale. There is a Queen of the Prairie that, according to Wikipedia, is Philopendula rubra.
Okay, yeah.
Is that one you've heard of, Dan?
Not one that I don't believe that's one that we grow at the garden.
Okay. Yeah,
I've heard
okay.
that genus before, but
I'm going to look that up while you're talking. I'll look it up on the NC State Extension Plants database and see if that
genus.
Tells anything.
All right.
Different. Okay.
We'll talk about this more. We'll wrap it up sometime during the hour. Kind of come up with an answer. Thank you for bringing that up. Always love hearing from you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, my friend. All right. We're going to talk to Billy here in just a minute here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. We're at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. We're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener, and let's go now to the State Farmers Market and the long-suffering Billy. Billy, I apologize for keeping you on hold so long. You doing okay?
Yes, I'm sitting here enjoying the conversation.
Oh, okay, that's fine. All right. Well, we're getting out of the period where you have the most vegetables and fruits to choose from. I think kind of July is the sweet spot, literally. But there's still a lot of things, and by golly, do you have apples? You got apples.
We have a lot of apples.
Yeah. Oh, I love apples, and they're so good for you. Have we seen the last of the peaches?
There's still some peaches here.
Good. Rufus got some peaches.
I am pleased with that. I tried some, Billy, with the red fiber inside from our folks in Alexander County last time, and they are absolutely unbelievable.
They're not the donut ones, are they?
Not donuts. But I had learned about donut for the first time in my life. I had never seen a donut peach.
Yeah. So you still got some peaches left. That's good. And lots and lots of apples. Where are most of the apples coming from?
All over North Carolina. Central North Carolina, right on into the mountains.
Wonderful. Yeah, I know the folks up at Taylorsville have apples. And so I guess some of the sweeter varieties are available right now, the Galos and so forth.
Yes. Hey, I was sitting there looking this morning. I didn't directly just jot them all down, but there's so many varieties down there, and each different farmer, you know, grows different varieties. I don't know if you could come out here at one time and take home one of each variety we have here. It would be a lot.
I agree. That would be tough. And you still have vegetables? Do you still have any butter beans or peas, or are they all gone?
We have. Let me back up on the butter beans. I'm not sure. I know that we do have some peas. I was sitting here talking to Miss Wise. I believe she had butter beans, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, they seem to be growing them a little longer now. I'm glad of that. I need some of those. What else do you have out there under the farm building?
All different types of squash, honey, zucchini, sweet potatoes, the greens. So many varieties of peppers, everything from bell peppers to peppers that ain't going to dry. Too hot for me.
Right.
I
tell you, I got some kettle chips here sitting on the table. Nobody is open, and they have a touch of Carolina Reaper embedded in them. And I thought sure that Rufus would dig in. But at least I gave a disclaimer.
Right.
Well, but we'll find somebody who will take these. I don't want them to go to waste.
There's somebody where we enjoy it.
You certainly, yeah. They could chase them with something. I don't know what the antidote is for a Carolina Reaper burns, but something that will soothe
it's probably
you.
Probably Cheerwine.
Cheerwine? You think Cheerwine would do it? I think you're right, Rufus.
That is a great answer.
Dan? Dan said that, right?
Great answer.
I don't know if that would work or not, but it'd be a good try.
Yeah. So you got pumpkins out there?
We have pumpkins. A lot of pumpkins. Ones that you can hold in your hand, you know, that's like the size of a baseball, and some of them are probably, I don't know, they're probably 2 foot in diameter. Some of them huge.
I like the idea, and I don't know if y'all have had this before, but you do this year, the stacks. I mean, they're already different sizes and kind of colors, shades, and they're stacked, and something you can put right on your porch or deck, or, you know, it's great decoration idea.
But when you want to add curb appeal, and you can sit there anywhere from a couple of feet up to like 4 foot with different color pumpkins, it makes a aha moment, that's for sure.
All right, Billy, find something to hold on to. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Weekend Gardener here from the Aluminum Company of North Carolina in Durham, named after Jeff. All right, we're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. Before we go back to Billy, I want to talk a bit about your car. With all the seasonal changes, your car reacts to those changes. And you need to stay up with technology, because there's a lot of technology in the cars now. And you need to make sure that you get all that electronic stuff checked. Make sure that the battery is good, that 12-volt battery. There are a lot of different things, Chip Winston, that that King's Auto Service can check on your vehicle. I guess virtually everything.
I think it's really important when you're going to have your car serviced to go to an independent garage like King's, because they'll check everything. Yeah. We just had Barbara's car done this week, a Camry.
Yeah.
And we found out that the tires were in pretty bad shape, although it passed inspection 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And Dean said that it's a pretty low bar in North Carolina to pass inspection. 2/32 of an inch is enough tread.
Yeah, it used to be Lincoln's head. Now it's Washington.
I saw the pictures of it. They're pretty bad shape. And I also found she needed new brakes.
Yeah. And you don't always notice your tires and the tread depth, and you're not going to necessarily.
You can't tell the inside of the tire whether it's good tread.
That's very true.
That's alignment.
That's true. And the brakes. Boy, I'll tell you, tires and brakes. Don Griffin used to say that every show when we were doing the Weekend Mechanic. And,
Thomas Owen said for a long time.
Thomas.
The best running car in the world was worthless if it won't stop.
How true. So, get your brakes checked. Nothing is cheap anymore unless you put something cheap on your car that's not going
to
last.
I had my battery checked before I went to the beach a couple weeks ago. It pretty much needs to be replaced. They said it'd be good until the first cold weather.
Yeah.
But I'll probably have it done next week.
Yeah. They've gotten that technology down pat. They, for years they could hook up a meter to it and kind of give you a ballpark answer on how much juice you still had in those things. But now with all the electronics in there, you really have to make sure that your battery's in good shape, and you don't want to on vacation, for goodness sake, you don't want. But it's a great idea to take your car in before a vacation.
Yeah, I've had battery go bad twice at the beach before.
Yeah, and get the. And that, that the hot weather is what kills the batteries. It's not the cold weather. The cold weather.
And we always go in September, so it's been after a lot of hot weather.
Yeah. And your tires are probably, you may have a tire light that comes on because you have you think you've got a flat, but it's because the tire pressure has gone down because we've suddenly had a cold spell. And those are coming
up. King sells tires, too.
Yeah.
I wonder, Chip, if I could find something to go plug up and see if I've still got the juice.
Well, you need to talk to a physiatrist about that. where were we? King's Auto Service.
Well, you're talking about juice in there.
King's Auto Service.
Yeah.
Well, these days.
That's correct. What'd you say?
These days people are hanging on to. Which is pretty good
nowadays. Things are out of hand over here.
People are hanging on to their cars longer, because of the price of new cars.
Well, that's very true.
And if you've got an older car like I do, you need to take it to an independent shop and have them go over it, top to bottom, front to back, suspension, brakes, all the fluids, and just tell you, okay, what am I due for?
Give us an honest assessment, and that's happened with you before, Chip, with your car when you had a car. And
the car will last longer if you take care of it.
Well, I spent a lot of money on my car about 6 months ago because I know what new cars cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a great deal to get that car running the way it should.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it'll last you. It's a good make of car, so it will last a long time.
As long as you want to drive if you keep it on.
That's true.
But most people get rid of cars because they're bored.
Well, go meet one of the smartest people I know, if nothing else, Dean Bailey.
Absolutely.
At King's Auto Service. They're great people. Now, Billy, I think we were talking about pumpkins, weren't we?
We were.
So you got all the pumpkins. Let's move up to the because I need some coffee. And
don't forget while you're down there getting your pumpkins, get you a mum and some plants.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All the plants. That's right. We don't want to leave out the plants. Beautiful group of plantsmen out there. And And, of course, the mums are very popular this time of year. So up at the market shops, good coffee and freshly baked bread, cinnamon bread this morning.
So that's bread and ice cream, lemonade, coffee, and the famous Rufus dog.
Amen.
Yeah.
And what else? I mean, what else do they have in there? The old candy, the old type of beverages.
Old style beverages in the glass bottle. There's cakes. You can buy whole cakes. You can buy slices of cakes and pies. All types of gifts and stuff celebrating North Carolina. Everything from tote bags to blankets to flags.
Well, hold on here, Billy. We'll get back to you here in a minute. We're at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina with having a great time. Get a little open house. A lot of people in here. You could probably hear them. We'll come back and talk more with Billy and Dan Stern, Paul McKenzie, Brother Rufus here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Well, the long-suffering Billy Howell is still with us. Billy, we're still in the market shops, by golly. I think we need to move to the restaurants because Rufus and I had a long discussion about biscuits this morning on the way over here, and I'm the market restaurant is the king of the biscuits. No doubt in my mind. So
huge and good. They got molasses on the table there. For your biscuits and jelly. And then they have all types of fried pork chops and chicken and the sizes of all their services.
That's just one meal.
yes, that's one meal.
But they have several to choose from there, so I hope the people will, if you can find a table. They are very busy, but they're very quick about service there, and the food is always good, and it's just unbelievable at the Farmers Market Restaurant. Yes, Paul, did I turn you off here?
I've said many times that WPTF has a big listening area. You know, probably people an hour away at least are listening, and I'm an hour away from the Farmers Market. But I will make a trip to Raleigh to go to the farmer's market and spend a couple of hours there. It's an event to go. But if you can't, be sure to make it out to your local farmer's markets. A lot of the local farmer's markets in your communities, the seasons are starting to kind of wind down. Raleigh Farmer's Market year-round in amazing variety all year round.
Yeah.
And some of your local farmer's markets are kind of winding down for the season. But get out there and support your local farmers.
Good point, yeah. So Billy, in the seafood restaurant, always good there. Kemp does an outstanding job. Makes you feel like you're on the coast with that food. They give you plenty of it, as we always mention. We talked about the Market Grill. There's so much in there. Super Sod, does Logan's have anything on special this week? I know they've had
They have Maple Mania this weekend. They have Japanese maple on sale.
Nice. Very nice.
And I looked out across the back this morning, and I saw they had a little tent set up behind their store, outside by the flowers and stuff, and normally when they have that tent set up, they got something good going on over there.
They always have, and they always will at Logan's, and it's great that they're back home at the State Farmers Market. And Super Sod, a lot of people are looking at their fescue lawns. You could probably get away with putting out a warm season grass, the way our temperatures are, in sod, and it watering it, and if the soil is prepared well, then you could probably get some root growth on that. But certainly you would with fescue, and the summer was pretty tough on fescue. So, and we're kind of in a drought now. Not a drought, but it's getting very dry. So check with the folks at Supersod. And y'all got anything special coming up?
Not right at this moment.
Okay.
Keep your ears peeled. It won't be too long. We'll be getting into the fall season, and there's always something coming up.
Well, I'll leave you alone here. I'll let you get back to whatever you were doing. I appreciate you being a good sport.
Oh, yes, I love it.
Take it easy, Billy.
Y'all come see us.
We shall, buddy. Thank you. Bye.
Mike, may I bring to our attention one of our great listeners, Mike Strayhorn.
Oh, I thought you were going to read a writ to us or something.
Yeah. Mike Strayhorn is a local realtor in the Hillsboro-Durham area.
And yes.
He says, always look forward to hearing you and Mike Raby on the WPTF every Saturday morning. The only thing I miss on that show is Ann Clapp.
Yes, we all miss
And I do hope that you and Mike continue for many years to come.
Thank you. We hope we do, too.
Yes.
So thank you, Mr. Strayhorn, very much for that. How did that go? You were at, was that at the oldest Masonic Lodge?
It was the seventh oldest Masonic Lodge in America in Hillsboro. I gave the address there on the 200th anniversary.
Nice.
And the mayor was there and some other folks and had a wonderful time.
So you were able to politic a little bit.
Yes, I was. And talked about some of the Masonic principles are very similar to what I'm going to write about in bringing back civility.
Right.
And Senator Irvin was a great Mason. He got me into Masonry when I worked for him in about 1965.
Wow.
In D.C. And I was initiated into the Alexandria Washington Lodge, where George Washington was a member.
My goodness. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
How long before your book is out?
How long what?
Your book.
Oh, my goodness. End of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got an hour here and 2 hours there. And my helper, Nancy Carter Moore, she's learned to put Rufus-isms into
language kind of an interpretation
that people can read.
Yeah. Good.
And we sit in, and I sit and talk to her.
Yeah.
And then she comes back with a draft, and with her polishing on it, and what I may have exaggerated a little bit on, taken out.
That's the best part.
I've never known you to exaggerate.
You're leaving the best part on the cutting room floor.
Well, right. The one good thing, when somebody's dead and all their kinfolks are dead, like my class reunion, you can go ahead and write anything you want to write. Nobody can prove it otherwise.
Well, I want a full report on this.
That's the lost cause, man, I'm telling you.
I think you need to delve into it and find out what really happened.
I will try to report the next, maybe for the next weekend.
Yeah.
If there's some awakened souls.
Who led you astray?
Well, there was some nice lady named Peggy.
Yeah.
And I remember Peggy when she lived in my neighborhood and had a little...
Peggy didn't have
She had red hair back then.
She wasn't mad with you for any reason, was she?
I don't think so.
She had a hold of grudge, or...
No.
Did you have to put down any kind of deposit up front?
No.
Another country.
Paul, that was a giveaway to begin with. When the first email came, it said, just come as you are and pay it at the Daniel Boone Inn. Well, that was because normally, they say send in your $25 and...
Are you sure it wasn't from the Daniel Boone Inn?
That was a little bit of a giveaway.
They just wanted your business.
Oh, well, they're not going to have anybody show up, as far as I can tell. That fat leg may want to go next weekend.
Well, God bless him. I hope he makes it up there.
I think he was sorely disappointed.
I'm sure he was.
He would have gone if we had gone up there to drive up there to do it.
Yeah.
And come back.
You still got time to make it up there for supper.
Such fond memories with the Daniel Boone Inn.
Well, Dan, please enlighten us again about plant sale and all there is to do with the – well, that would take too long. But the botanical gardens, there's just so much going on there.
Well, thanks, Mike. North Carolina Botanical Garden, we're right off of the 15501 bypass, just downhill from the Dean Dome, landmark that a lot of people know. But we're having a big plant sale next Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., over 100 species of southeastern native plants, wonderful way to bring some of North Carolina into your backyard. We got some other events coming up this fall. Our sculpture show is in full swing. That's going through early December. We got 60 pieces of sculpture outside in the
garden. It's really extraordinary to go through this garden.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. And then we got a family-friendly activity, Nature Fest, happening on October 18th from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. So a lot of great stuff happening at the Botanical Garden. And this is just a great time of year. We're getting a little bit of relief from summer heat and get back outside and enjoy nature.
There are some plants that are for sale that really stand out in your mind that people ought to take notice of.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving the fall flowers, the solidago, goldenrods, some of the fall asters.
Oh, yes.
These are always nice things.
Is there an aster, Dan, that is different colors than the light purple, dark purple?
There are some. There's some sort of whitish blue asters. So we get some sort of lavender asters.
Right.
And these are really great, you know, kind of late season sources of food for bees and other pollinators. So really nice to have them in.
How do you get an aster to grow tall? Just leave them alone?
Depends on the species. Some of them will get a little bit taller than others. But yeah, let them do their thing.
Yeah.
And for the record, we did clarify that Queen of the Prairie and Queen of the Meadow are two different plants.
Okay.
They are both beautiful.
Yes.
Add them both to your garden.
Yes.
Do you have both of them in your garden?
Yes, I do. And I have other things from the Botanical Garden that are wild in nature. Of course, Joe Pieweed, everybody ought to have some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
And by the way, I've got a couple of plants here if somebody wants to come. I have a Rose of Sharon.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned that.
I have a Rose of Sharon and a Hellebore. If anybody would like to come get it, I was hoping our friend would come in today from
Carter Q.
Yeah. We haven't seen Carter. But
from the library.
I'd hate to take a plant back to Raleigh. Maybe, Jeff, you can take this to one to your mother.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Nice.
A Rose of Sharon and a Hellebore.
Yes.
All right.
Are we taking care of that then? All right, well, yes, Jeff.
You have given me plants before to give to her,
yeah,
and she has grown them in her yard. I visit every Sunday in Caldwell in Northern Orange County, and she shows off
where we got lost.
Where you got lost?
Yeah, he kept saying that's where Jeff's mama. Where Jeff was raised.
Exactly. Yes.
I said, well, how many times are you gonna pass it?
Yes.
It's the third time.
It was such a pretty part of the country, though.
It is. It's a beautiful part of the country.
I love it.
And yeah, but I, you know, she winds up having her little terrier, Katie, run around that plant.
Uh-huh.
It's part of her daily travels.
How about that?
Good.
Now she'll have something new.
Well, somebody was just telling me about sort of a tourist attraction in Northern Orange County. It's like a little a yard that's been cultivated in like a little miniature village.
Oh, that's up 86.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in. Is that in Caswell County or is it?
I think it is in Caswell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's made out of shells and concrete or something.
That's right.
You know what? You've been up there, Rick.
Yeah, I was on the Tar Heel Traveler, yes.
You probably campaigned there.
Yeah, I've been there. I sure have.
It is kind of a interesting thing. Probably been a lot of wrecks right in front of it.
we take the kids up to Northern Orange to pick blueberries every year.
Yeah.
And I think we'll go up next time.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us. Brother Paul, always a pleasure. Yeah. Joel, back at the station, thanks so much for your hard work. Jeff, thank you. Rufus, we'll see you next week, sir, unless you have another reunion to go to.
The Lost Cause.
Police Company, the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, and no better people to do business with. We love you a lot. We'll see you next week on the WPTF Weekend Gardener.